Hello, and welcome to Count on CCB. CCB, a bank in our region, with offices in Randolph, Salamanca, Springville, South Dayton, Dunkirk, their main office in Little Valley, and their new 2023 location in Lakewood. Joining me again this week is Donna O'Brien, Vice President of Retail Banking at CCB. Donna, welcome back for a final time.
Hi, Dennis.
I mean, not the final time, but the final time this month, during which we have been talking extensively about HSA's health savings account. A pool of money you can set aside, you or your employer, to help you defray health expenses when you have a high deductible health insurance policy. And I want to start with some of the numbers to begin with here. And remind us again what high deductible means.
Sure. So it is considered a high deductible health plan if you have an individual deductible of $1,500 or a family deductible of $3,000 before your health insurance kicks in to start paying for some of those health care expenses.
So that's a high deductible plan. How much money can we put into our health savings account? Those same amounts or is it different?
So it's adjusted every year by the IRS. So for 2024, which is coming up very quickly, if you have self-only coverage or individual coverage, you are able to contribute $4,150 per year. If you have family coverage, that amount is $8,300 per year. If you are 55 or older, you also have the ability to contribute an additional $1,000 as a catch-up contribution.
So these are significant sums of money, and our listeners need to remember that there are advantages, tax advantages to doing this, but once you commit that money to that pool, it can only be used for certain health-related expenses.
Qualifying healthcare expenses as outlined by the IRS.
Okay. Having said all of that, we began a discussion last week about the value of these programs, HSAs, not only for employees, but for employers. And I want to have you take that another step or two farther for the employers out there who may not have one or may have one that they're not satisfied with in terms of getting one at CCB.
In today's competitive business environment, offering appealing employee benefits is essential for companies of all size, whether it's a large company or a small business owner with just a few employees, or maybe even themselves. So the HSA has emerged as a valuable benefit that enables individuals to save and pay for qualified medical expenses tax-free. So a few of the nice things about utilizing CCB for our HSAs is that we have a user-friendly interface. So for employers, that's as easy as sending your employee's paycheck by direct deposit. You have the option of having HSA funds transferred to CCB in the same manner as you would a direct deposit. We have high-quality customer service. So CCB is committed to providing that top-notch customer service. As a locally owned and operated business, we understand the unique needs of the community and have personalized assistance to employers and employees. So we're happy to guide you through the HSA setup, answer questions about contributions, qualified expense reimbursements, and trying to make the experience as seamless for you and your business as possible.
It occurs to me to ask this too, or to perhaps go back to this point, because I think we touched on it in some earlier show or shows this month, but the money that goes into that account can come from payroll deduction, or it can be contributed directly from the employer, him or herself.
That is correct, yes. So when it is directly deposited, that is a pre-tax contribution. If an employee or employer makes a deposit via a branch, those can be used as tax deductions at the end of the year.
The reason I ask that is you think of the world of health insurance these days, and it's gotten extraordinarily expensive. And small businesses in particular, I think of, who are trying to maintain a pool of employees and facing those high health care costs, are sort of put in the position of having to offer high deductible health insurance programs in order to have any program at all. So if you have a high deductible, then the opportunity to offer this other benefit, HSAs, certainly makes that picture a little more palatable, makes that necessity a little more palatable for the employees if they can have both the high deductible plan and the HSA. Am I making sense out of this?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's appealing to the employees because unlike the flex spending account or FSA, it is not use it or lose it. So these funds continue to roll over from year to year to year, and you can build up that nest egg for future medical expenses should you need it.
We are out of time for this program and this month of programs about health savings accounts. If we have stimulated some interest on the part of our audience in terms of employees or employers or just members of the general public who would like to know more, I encourage you to contact Donna O'Brien, Vice President, Retail Banking at CCB, or really just reach out to any of the offices, including in the immediate Jamestown area, their shiny new office there at Mall Boulevard and Fairmount Avenue in Lakewood, and learn more about health savings accounts. Certainly been an education this month. Donna O'Brien, thank you very much.
Thank you.